Happy birthday, Americans. This is Jimmy Stewart in Hollywood, speaking for the Committee to Proclaim Liberty. Next Wednesday, July 4th, will be the 175th birthday of the United States. Now, it's only right for us to celebrate Independence Day with all the usual American trimmings, ball games, picnics, and good, clean fun. But the Committee to Proclaim Liberty asks you to take time out from the festivities to do three things. First, stop a moment and say thank you to Almighty God for our heritage of freedom. Second, read over again, and I'll bet a lot of you haven't read it since you were in school. Read once more the Declaration of Independence. That's what this 4th of July celebration is all about, independence. And third, rededicate yourself to freedom under God. Without Him, the freedom you have now may not last you all your life. We've been a little careless over the years about giving up some of our freedom without getting anything really worthwhile in return. Make a 4th of July resolution that from now on, nobody is going to chisel away any more of your God-given rights so long as you have only to exercise your vote to prevent it. Wherever American servicemen face danger, there you'll find members of the Chaplain's Corps. Captain Arthur E. Mills is the first member of his corps to come back from Korea for hospitalization in the United States. He was wounded twice in frontline action. Now, there could be no more fitting invocation for an occasion like this than a prayer offered by a brave man, Chaplain Mills.